is a life-changing message by the Reverend Sam Crunchy Ankara.
Matthew chapter number 27, our foundation text. Matthew chapter 27, verse number 45. Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness all over the land. Now, and about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, sabachthani? That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? 47. Some of those who stood there when they heard that said, this man is calling for Elijah. Immediately one of them ran and took a sponge, filled it with bitter wine or sour wine, and put it on a reed and offered it to him to drink. Then the rest said, let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to save him. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn into two from top to bottom. And the earth quaked and the rocks were split. And the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, then they went into the holy city and appeared to many. I will zero in on verse 54. That's where my sermon comes from. My sermon is entitled The Divine Encounter. Verse 54. So when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. Truly, this is the Son of God. Truly, this is the Son of God.
Amen.
If you do not have encounter with God at Easter, you may not have an opportunity to have an encounter with God again.
Sedru Easter, nasa went to me enya akwenye eni nyami ambo mpuni mpudia ebya nasa akwenya no uri nyebi umu.
If you don't catch a revelation of who Jesus is at Easter, I don't know when again.
Nasa Sedru Easter, nasa went to me anchiri edisembi anfa nipasua Yesu eyedia nani nami nimu dafufrobe tumi enya sa akwenye.
If you don't have an encounter, you cannot change your perception about life and about God. People whose perceptions about God change from negative to positive are always people who have had encounters with God. Moses was doubting God before, asking many questions. So when I go to them and they ask me, who are you? What should I say? But oh God, you know that I'm a stammerer. I cannot talk. And when he had encounter with God and God showed him the little side of miracle, when his rod turned into snake and then he put his hand into his armpit and then he removed it and behold, he was a leper. And when he put it back, behold, and when he went before Pharaoh and he began to see his snake swallow those of the Israelites, Moses became so bold and so confident, his thinking and perception about God changed. Now when God says, Moses, go to him again, hit the ground, let the dust rise, fill the earth with flies and frogs and with lice, let Pharaoh know that my people cannot remain there, they must go to worship me. This time Moses wasn't afraid again. Why? He had had an encounter with God. Saul was going about chasing Christians and killing them and doing all kinds of things. And then on the horse he fell, and there was a light that came. It shone and he fell off his horse. And then the voice came, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? He said, Lord, who are you? He said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. Can you imagine how dumb he will be for the next 5 minutes? Lord, but I didn't know. Why didn't you show yourself to me all this while? That is how come this man, Paul, Saul, who was persecuting Christians, will now die for the gospel. They will beat him and put him in basket and throw him over the wall. He will get up and clean his dress and he will be preaching again. He had encounter. Listen, the reason why you are in church and yet you are stealing, you haven't had an encounter with God. The reason why you come to church and you are fornicating, you haven't had an encounter with God. The reason why you come to church and you can lie is because you don't have an encounter with God. The reason why you can come to church and chase people's husbands because you don't have an encounter with God. The reason why you can come to church and yet borrow money from people, dodge them, go to another church, borrow money, leave that church, go to another. You have not had encounter with God. Truly, this man is the Son of God. He saw something. He heard something. You need an encounter. Somebody at home, hear me. The reason why you oppose that son of your serving God, and the reason why you oppose that daughter of your serving God, as a matter of fact, the reason why you insult all of us and call us all kinds of names, you haven't had an encounter with God. You haven't seen the kind of things that we have seen. The day you have an encounter with God, your perception about God and the things of God will change.
Hallelujah. What do you mean, Bia, Prakope? Najin asesa fanya meho. Ebia kanina jina o susu fanya meho no enya papa. Na prakope na wenya juni pebia fanya meho no. Na chese sandi panoni nya mia bompu nimpu. Ani mose na nya mia suma no. No se radie na mekwa minka den. Den na minye. Nyankopɔ da ne wadi kyerɛ no ɔne nyame bɔ ɔpo ne mpu ɛne sɛ poma ɛkita no na ɔde too hɔ no poma ne badane ɔwɔ ɔde ne nsa hyɛ n'atareɛ mu a ɔyi ne nsa ne n'atareɛ no adane kwata nyankopɔn sa ma kwata ne sɛ afiri ne so bio mu ɛnti wɔbrɛ ɔdu fɛre anim na nyame kyɛ ne deɛ ɔnyɛ no na ɔnsuro bio mɛsiane sɛ na ɔne nyame nyankopɔn bɔ ɔpo ne mpu ɛmpɔ wɔ serɛ no
so
ane dɔfo wotitia wo sɛ
yɛne
nyame ayi ne ho adi
akyerɛ that will make a man take his 21-year-old son
Jesus.
And put him on the altar he wants to kill him. If the man hadn't seen God and has he had an encounter with God? What is it that will make a fearful Gideon who will say, you mean I'm a mighty man of valor? I should lead Israel to war? Deliver them from the Midianites? Please, not me. What is it that will make him change his mind? And now lead them and 300 people defeating 32,000 people. He saw God and he said, alas, I have seen God on this altar. Now I can go. You need an encounter with God.
Yes, Lord. We hear say we need a me bebo and puni mpu. Saint say utumi ba sorry now that's what tibon in muse. Uni nyami mum puni mpu ye. Naso so dofu uni nyami bebo mpuni mpu empo ista bremwa. Wa bra boni besi sa. Said ya Gideon hufo. Oni nyami bo mpuni mpu. Na fo sorry wa kakabin samusu. Edi isra fu enimu. Eko di media forso no. Nyami de sa tumi ni ya wadi besha usa. And then nyami ko poni ubebo mpuni mpu. Wa bra wesi esi wajuni.
Write these words of wisdom from me. It's another package for you. Always remember me for this. I want somebody to run with this. The period of difficulty, frustration, and desperation, the period of difficult times or difficulties, frustrations and desperation, is always God's opportune time to reveal Himself to you.
Amen.
In times of your desperation, in times of your difficulties, in times of your pain, in times of your frustrations, God seizes the opportunity to reveal Himself to you. Write this one down.
Tintin way to her. Nekai da nyinara se ya papa na de ma ye. O sin. ahohia bremu emre mu odin mu no sa brani mu ara eno yakopon nam sa kwan no so eda ne utumi ene ne ho edi ade kirewo.
When Jesus was hanging on the cross, various things happened. Some felt that this man is an imposter. Let's disgrace him. So they took off his garment. What were they trying to show? Make him naked. Humiliate him. In public. Then others felt. He says Elijah.
Almost Elijah. Okay, Elijah.
Can you compare yourself with Elijah?
Who bet me the one to Elijah?
They gave him sour wine.
One man, but you saw no
bitter wine.
And wine, and you saw no more
that he could not drink.
Nancy to me no more.
Ah, others also felt they must mock at him. And everybody who passed.
No, baby, I don't care.
Are you not the one who was healing so many people?
Ah, and now you're saying, Jenny, baby, I sank for your real no.
Calm down now and save yourself.
And yes, I didn't know who I
said. Look at the man who says he will destroy the temple and build it in 3 days. They made him naked. Saint Luke also added another, and they beat him well. And they spat upon his face. They despised him. And then they made him naked in public. And they mocked him.
One is sinning,
and laughed at him.
No one is sinning, no.
One person said, "Ah, can't you command angels to come and help you now?"
Jehovah. Hey, now to me, flower for Emma, my boy, is here now.
Where has your anointing gone, sir?
Who's sending you?
Were you not the one raising dead people?
No,
they were mocking at him.
No one is sinning, Achichi.
That was what they saw. Yet in the midst of the pain, in the midst of the nakedness, in the midst of the shame, somebody was not seeing nakedness. The centurion was not seeing a nakedness. They put him between two armed robbers, telling him,
you,
you deserve the punishment of armed robbers. We liken you to armed robbers. That's what you belong. That's where you belong. That's what you deserve. So
while
other people thought he was an armed robber, and while other people were balloting over his garment, and while others were beating him up, and while others were mocking him, somebody was seeing a different thing.
Yes, Lord.
He said, behold, this is the Son of God.
No, bisu ehunu bi before frokra. I say share where nyameba ampara.
The same cross.
Sa same dia kronara.
The same scenario.
Empo sa ti bi enimu nara.
The same vision.
Senye ni so ade hunu ne tia no.
Whilst other people saw him as a thief, somebody saw him as the Son of God. He had a different revelation. He caught a different revelation. And that is what I'm asking you to see today. That's what I want you to catch this Easter. Don't see what others see. See differently. What do you see at the crucifixion? Do you see an armed robber? Or you see the Son of God? What do you see at the crucifixion? Do you see a naked man? Or you see the Son of God? After this sermon, what are you taking? Gossip or testimony?
Hunu senya osra ni peni ni hunu ya no wabra manfu nyinare hunu se yesu ya bona de jao na won sre no no ono nkwa de hunu se ampara we onyankopon ba.
The centurion also saw miracles.
Na osra ni peni no so se hun senkyere ni bebre.
When he saw the earthquake,
ohunu se asase awoso no,
and he saw the graves open,
no hunu se adamro no abiebie no,
and he saw some people that he knew who were dead all rising,
no hunu ewufo bi oni mo mo nyina sori no,
and getting to town,
no mo bo ru akro mu no,
and people who knew them knew that this guy is has been dead. What's he doing here? What's happening?
Na bi mo hunu se asani pe owu ye na de no asa sori oyɛ den wa ha.
He concluded,
ogua se
this is the Son of God. Anybody who tells you miracles are not necessary, tell the person, I say he's a liar.
Ane.
Miracles are so important, they can change your perception, they can change the way you think about God. Hey, the reason why you don't believe in speaking in tongues, and the reason why you don't believe in some of these things that we do, you know what? This Easter, you and I must go for one solid, tangible miracle that will change your perception and your thinking about God. Do you have that miracle in heart? We are going to pray that miracle. One miracle that will change your thinking, Jesus, and your perception about God. The lady who had 5 babies, what do you think will happen to her relationship with God? She has seen God in another dimension. Hear me well. Miracles come to change our perceptions and our thinking. The reason why you haven't known Jesus is because you are yet to experience a miracle. And if I were you, I'm praying. I said, God, I want to have an encounter with you. I want to see you like the centurion saw you. I want to see some earthquake in my situation. I want to see some shaking in the camp of my enemies. Scatter those who are talking evil about me. I want to see my grave open, and where I am bound, and my giftings bound, my finances bound, my marriage bound, let there be resurrection. Lord, it's a long time I went into town. I haven't gone into town with a testimony yet. The Bible says when they resurrected and they all went to town to go and shut themselves up. One of these days I am praying that God will give you a notable, tangible miracle that you cannot keep quiet about. You have to go to town with a miracle. You have to go and show yourself to people. Those who said you will never survive, I pray and I release this miracle. This crucifixion day, receive it in Jesus' name. Tell somebody you are going to go to town. Stand up and say, I'm going to town with a miracle. Can you come and say, I'm going to show myself to those who thought I would never make it. They will see me wear the maternity dress. They will see me driving my car. They will see my new house. They will see me on television that I have graduated. Somebody shout and say, I'm going to town. He saw and he heard the earthquake. And darkness fell. Then the graves opened. And the dead began to move towards town. This is the Son of God. You will be pregnant. And those who have never believed in your God will say, this is the Son of God.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody listen to me. Your marriage will be celebrated. And those who have never believed will say, this is the Son of God. This man, your eyes will open in this house. Your children will not be walking with you. You will start coming to church yourself. And those who do not believe will say, this is the Son of God. Your poverty will change. Those that you have been begging from, they will now come and start begging from you. And they will say, this is the Son of God. That fibroid in your body will heal. And they will say, this is the Son of God. Miracles speak about the power of God. Miracles are not a thing of the past. Miracles are real today. I have seen miracles. I saw one on Tuesday. 12 months pregnant. And I spoke the word of God. And she went to hospital. She started contracting the same night. I have seen miracles. I have seen miracles. You need an encounter with God. Can you come to God and say to God, God, I need you to do one tangible miracle in my life that will cause and make people believe that you are God. Many people observed the crucifixion, but others saw him comparable to armed robbers. Others saw the need to make him naked and asked for some to mock at him and to call him all kinds of names. Some decided to see him as a thief. Yet there was one soldier. He said, truly, this is the Son of God. What's your perception about Jesus? This Jesus, what does he mean to you? The song that they have received. We have noticed that the best songwriters are those who have encounter with God. And when you have an encounter with God and God changes and reveals himself, when you go to the piano, then you begin to sing, I need the every hour. Oh, it's great. When you don't have encounter, when you don't have encounter, you can never sing. When you don't know God, you can never worship him. When you don't experience God, you can never give a testimony. It is only when you experience God that you know how to sing about him. Somebody, you need a miracle. You need an encounter. Encounter. I come. worship leader, there are other people who sing other people's song. But when you yourself have an encounter with God, when you open your mouth, like the songwriter, the only song that came up out of his mouth was, "How great thou art." Imagine where the man was. Can you imagine the realms in which he was? When the very things that we all see, the skies, the light, and the thunder. Some of you see thunder and you're running away. Some of you see lightning and you're running away. But when he saw thunder and lightning, he composed music out of it. Oh Lord, my God. When I'm in other people saw nakedness. Other people saw crucifixion. Other people saw him as an arm robber. But somebody, he said, "Truly, this is the Son of God. This is the Son of God. This is the Son of God." Receive a miracle now. Receive healing into your body right now. Receive the power of God. Take it now. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, receive an encounter. Truly, this man is the Son of God.
Nyamida so yen sanchrene na sanchrene ba mo wosusu wosusu ya wosusu fa nyame wono ne nyina asesa mo ne nyame bo mpu ne mpu wa bra asra ne ni peni no onu sa damdo ne bie na ewufa sori na asase wosu no ose ampara we yo nyakopon ba san sanchrene na me bo mpa ya dia ma o.
And when Jesus arrived in Jerusalem riding on the colt, and the people were shouting, Hosanna, deliver us, deliver us, blessed is the one that cometh in the name of the Lord, the Bible says, and the whole city was moved. Now that word translated meant that there was a shaking in the whole city. And all, the only thing the elders could say, who is this man? Who is this man?
Na tie dia ne kwesiada de esu amankran so kwesiada no wose wo bra yesu tie afrum no so na ni pedom nyina eboje so ozana ozana chenye no ekrom nyina ti gina ye na krom pemfo busa ye se wan ni sa obere men wan ni sa ni peyi wan ni sa yesu yi.
How many of you want to see Jesus? Stand on your feet with me.
Sorry, original now so say
look into the heavens.
Shasru,
sing this song with me.
Na ni mento sa anyu
mi wine crown, wine crown, wine crown. Why cry not is a war? Why cry not is a war? Yes, I'm a why cry not is a war? Come on, oh, be this a war? Why cry, why cry, why cry, why cry? May you see Jesus. May you see Jesus. May you see Jesus. I want you to see Jesus. There is a miracle. There is a miracle. There is a miracle. Ahine. 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 Your miracle. This is your miracle. This is your miracle. This is your miracle. Life changing, life transforming miracle. This is your miracle. It is a life changing, life transforming miracle. This is your miracle. This is your miracle. This is your breakthrough. This is your breakthrough. Ahine, 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 Ahine. a miracle. Please take it, take it, take it, take it. Your pregnancy, your examination, your marriage, hey, your business, your finance, your relationship. There is a miracle. Take it, take it, take it. Jesus, this is the Son of the Living God. This is the Son of God. Truly, 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 this man, he's the Son of God. He's the Son of God. He's the Son of God. Why cry? Why cry? Each and every person needs an encounter to have a new understanding of your relationship with God. Saul to Paul. Gideon, the weak member of the least tribe of Israel. Moses, the stammerer, becoming the deliverer. Peter, the denial of the gospel, to Peter, the defense of the gospel.
Hallelujah.
Can you imagine? Peter denied the gospel when he hadn't had an encounter. But once he had an encounter in the upper room, when the Holy Ghost came upon him, he became the defender of the gospel. If you don't have an encounter with God, you cannot understand certain things.
Amen. Peter,
number two, to have an encounter, you must see differently from what others see. Don't go with the crowd. What the crowd says, please have a different understanding from everybody. Why do I say that? On the crucifixion day, there were others who spited at Jesus and mocked at him and spat at him and beat him and called him names and gave him vinegar to drink and took his garment. And yet one man saw, this is the Son of God. Don't follow the crowd. Pray this prayer. Open my eyes to see Jesus. Oh, Also, for if God doesn't open your eyes, you will never see anything. Number three, there are some tangible miracles which every child of God needs to go through. Listen, this, I'm saying this. Every child of God, you need one miracle that will change your whole life. And start targeting that miracle. Write it down. And start praying and start crying and start fighting with God. Because once you get that miracle, it will change.
Hallelujah.
It will change your understanding, your thinking, everything. Everybody, you need one miracle in your life. It will change your preaching. It will change your witnessing. It will change your testimony. It will change your worship. Miracles are so important. They change your perception. The centurion saw the resurrection. He saw the graves open. He saw the temple broken into two, and he saw the veil. He saw. They said, truly, this is the Son of God.
Hallelujah. And said, Jenu, he said, as the son of Jenu, Susu Yanu, Tiasia, send your tenya miasifa, send your summonifa, send your doing in Amanofano, so when your son sent Jenny, now Sasuma, and to Mrs. Sam Bibiara, and to me, Pi body man, he said, so young Yami Bay, when young sent Jenny Potty Bia, so only Yami Bone, Puny Poor, San Saint Janua, as the son of Bibiara.
Let's go into the word of God. Second Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. Three miracles everybody must have. Because it will change your perception about God. 2 Corinthians 8:9. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty. This scripture was picked from the premise of the fact that they took his garment and balloted over his garment. They made him naked and took whatever he had. And then Paul says the reason they made him naked and took whatever he had, so that you must become rich, so that you must have better clothing to wear, so that you must have better house to stay in, so that you can ride a better car, so you can pay your children's fees, so that you'll be rich. You will be rich. You will be rich. Becoming rich is not evil. It is biblical. It is part of the Easter story. It's part of the cross, the price and the reward of the cross. Rich, wealth, money. I desire this one for you.
I receive it.
And we are going to pray right now.
Yes, Lord.
You believe in Easter. You believe in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Why can't you believe transition from poverty to riches? Why? You must believe it. Anybody who does not believe that in Christ you can be wealthy, then you have no business believing in the crucifixion.
So would you, yes, who sorry, D, would you, is the D? Nemo moon, yin, nisa, when you remember to me, as a saw, be a fro, yemu, and an aqua, hunyamudia, and an aista, no yantia, see ye, and San Yako pop, pema, and say, ye befio, hunchiramu, ye fio, yemu, aba, did ye mankasa.
Squeeze your face now.
Munawenim,
we are going to deal with a certain spirit. Squeeze your face. If you laugh, you are not serious. Say, poverty!
Munawenim, like I say, oh, here.
Look at my face, oh. Spirit of poverty. You died on the cross with Jesus. For my sake, he was made poor, that I be translated from poverty to riches. I don't care what I inherited from my house. I nailed poverty to the cross. This day of crucifixion, in the name of Jesus, wealth, riches, prosperity, you are mine. Come in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Yawkan yinani se, ohye, ohyawume, ahuchire, yabo asendriyamu, Easter break, when he has an aqua send Yasono, no Yanko Pond, Yahunya, what Christo Mono, or the Atome, it is a cabra, Ahunya bra.
Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. Please, this is what I desire for you. Anytime you see me, know that this is what I desire for you. Shall we read it together with a loud voice? Ready, go. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes the price he paid for going on the cross for you to have peace. Why do you continue to worry yourself and have sleepless nights and have blood pressure? Enjoy the benefit of the crucifixion. Amen. It's a miracle that you need. It will change everything about you. Peace. Healing. In the ninth hour, the soldiers wanted to get rid of the three crucified persons quickly for burial. Now, by the law, when they come and find out that you are not dead, they will have to use hammer to break your bones quickly, your joints, so that you die and then they throw you somewhere. So they came to the first armed robber, and then he hadn't died. Then they knocked him, said, "Die quickly." When they came to Jesus, he was already dead, because it has been prophesied that his bones shall never break.
Amen.
And so God wanted to prevent his bones from breaking, because the guy was going to resurrect after the third day. He had died. They said, "What?" So the soldier didn't believe he was dead. So he took the spear and then pierced his waist. And then behold, water and blood came. And that is a sign that he was dead. If he hadn't died, only blood would come. But the water and the blood that came meant that the man really was dead. And Jesus, God said, "Oh, for piercing his waist, I will give healing from that pain. Your sickness was nailed on the cross. Your troubles were nailed on the cross. Your marital challenges were nailed on the cross. Your financial challenges were nailed on the cross. They were nailed on the cross. You must have your peace, and you must walk in perfect health. Anytime you are sick, quote this scripture and say to Jesus, "By your stripes I was healed. I receive and take and confess my healing." And tell yourself, "I shall not die. I will live."
Yes, Lord. Wo jira no, wo pira no. Na ne asum die ma so twi eda no so. Na ne manta bia mu ne nya ya yaresa. E fri na kwa yare bia wo wudie mu. Aha bia wo na mu no hunu no se, wo pira Yesu e ma hunti. Wunti e na wo wo ne fimu no, se dia be ya obenya wa yaresa. Aha bia ne yare bia te wo so no, hunu se Yesu e di nkan dia yaresa e dia bra wo deda.
Luke chapter 22 verse 20, the last miracle that I want you to experience. Luke chapter 22 verse 20. Luke chapter 22 verse 20. Please read it with a loud voice with me. Go. "Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new testament.'" Now, and the other version says, "New covenant in my blood, which is shed for you." This blood which is shed, this blood that we are going to drink, contains the new covenant. It cancels the old covenant with your ancestors who were dying at 42. You will never die at the age of 42. You will live and you complete your assignment. This blood you are going to drink cancels the old covenant in which people don't marry in your house. I am introducing you to the new covenant of the grace of God, and I declare that at your time you will marry. Hey, this blood is the new covenant which cancels the old covenant of sickness, of pain, of poverty, and of struggle. Nothing you do succeeds, and you are struggling and struggling and struggling. This blood is introducing you to the new covenant. The covenant of peace, the covenant of the abundance of grace, the covenant of blessing. That's what I am introducing you to this day of crucifixion. The blood of a new covenant. The old covenant is canceled and broken. As you go to the table, go there with the heart and the prayer. As you drink this blood, please, we've been drinking communion in this place. Don't go and drink that thing, because it is something. Go and establish a new covenant. Cancel the old. The old covenant of bad luck, failure, setbacks, nightmares. People chasing you. Anything you touch fails. It's old covenant. Old covenant. Miscarriages, old covenant. Timidity, fear to break into your Jerusalem. It belongs to the old. This cup contains the new covenant.
Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world.
It is our fervent prayer that this message will have an effect on your life and will lift you to the place where you belong. Royal House Chapel International, touching our generation with the power of God. God richly bless you.
Ancient words will guide.